and his shot rolls around the rim and just off. Jordan looking at the basket like he can't believe that one didn't drop, and I can't either. 31-all, 7:34 to go. And Nealon brings it up right wing to Jeffrey Clay, left wing to Cobb, back to Nealon in this middle to Robert Clay. Gets it to Ascoke. Ascoke with a 14-footer, short, no good. Good box out there by Samuelson on Robert Clay. Grabs the rebound, goes behind the back, splits the defense, comes down, and he traveled. And Johnny in disbelief, but it appeared that he did drag his pivot foot as he slammed on the brakes there in the lane. And turnover for the T-Jacks. So a little sloppiness on both sides of the ball here, opening the second half of action, 31-all, New Haven and King Cove tied in the championship game of the 2010 Sockeye Classic. I'm Rob Lanham with you here from Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. The ball goes left wing to Cobb, back to Nealon. And Nealon, a long pass in the right corner to Ascoke, who drives around Hamilton. He got away with the travel. Shot no good, rebounded and kicked out to Nealon for a long three, and he knocks it down. And the Malamutes draw first blood in the second half. And Nealon now at 5 points, and the Malamutes by three. Johnny Samuelson brings it up, splits the defense, goes in, nice body control, lays it up, no good. The rebound taken down by Ascoke. Going to the floor is Jeffrey Clay, but he comes back up. Jeffrey's taken a couple of hard tumbles here tonight. And Nealon gets the ball and dribbles across the timeline, wearing the white and blue of the New Haven. They're the home team tonight here. The T-Jacks, and they're visiting black with gold. And Nealon dribbles against Mark Newton. Over to Cobb. He throws up a three-pointer. No good. Long rebound taken down. Oh, and that's a horrendous call. A foul called on Jordan Hamilton. Ignatie Cobb flew in for the rebound. Was in the air. Jordan was just standing there. He slammed into Jordan as he came to the ground. And they call a foul. First team foul. The ball is inbound. Now goes to Ascoke. He loses it on the floor. Hamilton gets it to Johnny Samuelson. Long to Cody Mack. Cody comes in, lays it up and in. So good job there as the T-Jacks pick up the loose ball, turn it into two, and it's 34-33. And now on the floor, I guess from the last play we didn't see that, but it's Robert Clay, and Robert's doubled over on the floor. Looks like he might be holding his arm or his right elbow, it appears. Robert, a tough customer, and he gets applause from the crowd as he walks gingerly to the bench holding his arm. Now he's doubled over again. Don't know what he did there. And we hope that Robert will be okay. A lot of mutual respect and admiration between these two teams. They've battled several times. Coach Lindquist has known Coach Rusnovsky, who's been at New Haven for about 20 years now. He believes in a man-to-man defense. They play a lot of man-to-man and full-court pressure. Back to live action now as number three, Joseph Cosbrook, has come in to replace Robert Clay. And the ball, wow. Nice save there on an air ball by Matthew Ascoke. Cody Mack gives it to Johnny Samuelson. He goes in and drives, makes the basket, and there's going to be a blocking foul called by Jeffrey Clay, I believe. The basket is good by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny was 17 in the game. That's Jeffrey Clay's first foul. Jeffrey had position, but it looked like he was under the basket, and that'll always be called a blocking foul, or should be, as you have to give the shooter room to come down. Johnny at the line. Trying for the three-point play, nothing but net. And Johnny with 18 now, and the T-Jacks reclaim the lead 36-34. 5:35 to go, third quarter. Cross-court pass to Cosbrook, who falls down but rolls the ball to Ascoke, drives around Hamilton. Nice win. Misses the runner off the glass. Rebounded there by Johnny Samuelson. He goes behind the back, nearly loses it, somehow retains possession. He gets it in the corner right below us to Avery Samuelson. Avery tries to fake and drive, but picks up the pivot foot. Good call there by the referee. And now Robert Clay comes back in for Joseph Cosbrook. Robert's still holding his arm. And we'll see how well he's able to move. He and Jordan Hamilton exchanging a few pleasantries down there. Jordan asked Robert how he's doing. And Nealon with the ball over to Cobb, back to Nealon. Cobb sets a screen. But Nealon doesn't use it. Gets now to Robert Clay in the top. He splits the defense. Nice drive. Puts a shot up. No good. Air ball off the glass, rather. The rebound is recovered there, though, by Jeffrey Cobb. Coach Lindquist not happy with the rebounding underneath and lets the T-Jacks know it. And now here's a fake by Robert Clay. His shot is no good. Short off the rim. He drives in with his own rebound. Gets it up and misses again. An air ball. The ball on the floor. And we got a jump ball now. Tie between Jordan Hamilton and Jeffrey Clay. The arrow should point to the Malamutes. No, apparently it does not. It'll be the T-Jacks basketball. That's right. The Malamutes inbounded to begin the second half. My mistake there. 4:35 to play third quarter. T-Jax by two, 36-34. Christensen checks in for King Cove, replacing Avery Samuelson. The ball is lost. Jordan Hamilton gets it on the floor, tries to roll it out. It's taken by Cobb, and he attempting to lead Ascoke with a pass on the fast break, throws it over his head and goes out of bounds. Far side at the half-court line, bounces off the purple safety matting. T-Jax basketball. Johnny Samuelson inbound, looking long backcourt for Cody Mack, number 13. Takes the pass there and brings it across the timeline, dribbling with the right hand. Now it goes to the left, dishes it out to Johnny above the three-point circle. Johnny thinking about a three, double clutches, lob pass now for Hamilton, and too high. Jordan was pushed to the ground by Jeffrey Clay, but incidental contact there and a turnover for the T-Jacks. Coach Lindquist pacing back and forth at the end of the T-Jacks bench. Coach Rusnovsky sitting quietly right now. And with 4:05 to play, and Elam brings it across the timeline to Cobb on the right. Here's Robert Clay for a two-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound by Christensen. He's falling down. He puts the ball backwards over his head to Johnny Samuelson. Long pass to Cody Mack. Cody goes up. No good. And the rebound taken by Anilin. Cody with a tough turnaround shot from about 5 feet there. Well defended by Anilin. He gets the ball to Robert Clay at the half-court circle. Right side to Ascoke. Back to Clay. Left to Anilin, pass deflected, but it gets to its mark. Back to Clay. Ascoke for a 15-footer. No good off the back of the rim. Rebounded there by Anilin. He puts it up and in. T-Jacks are playing a good game, but they're getting beat to a lot of offensive boards. Johnny brings it up now. Had Mark Newton right side, but couldn't get it to him quick enough. And Coach Lindquist calls a 60-second timeout. Full timeout for the T-Jacks. 3:23 to play here in the third quarter. 36 apiece. I would expect this one may well go right down to the wire, folks. We hope you're enjoying our coverage here tonight on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint in King Cove, Alaska, broadcasting on 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, and on the Internet via live streaming at apradio.org. We're glad that you're with us. Hope that you continue to join us whenever we're able to bring you the games. A lot of questions being asked about whether or not we'll continue to carry games beyond this point. A lot of action coming up in the near future for both the King Cove Rookies and T-Jacks and the Sandpoint Eagles. And we'll just have to see what happens there, and we'll bring you the games that we can. Back to live action now as Mark Newton looks to inbound the ball to Johnny Samuelson. He does. Johnny takes a fall away. Three from the far right corner. Nothing but net. That's a tough shot, but I've seen Johnny knock that down 100 times, and the T-Jacks go up by three with 3:11 to go. Robert Clay in the right wing, down to Cobb, back to Clay, top to Anilin. Clutches, fakes a three, back to Clay, deep in the right wing, down to Cobb. Cobb's already got three trays tonight for the Malamutes. Far side to Anilin, back to Robert Clay. Robert holds the ball high, goes to Anilin, deep in the left wing, back to Clay, 2:54 to play. Lob pass for Cobb. Cobb with a two, off the rim, no good. Good position there, good rebound by Jeffrey Clay. He puts it up and in. Again, no box out by the T-Jacks. Johnny Samuelson drives down, lays the ball up on a circus shot, but it bounces off the rim, no good. Johnny did have a lane there, got a little off balance, which doesn't normally happen. Ascoke brings the ball across the timeline, right side to Anilin. Deep in the right wing, dribbling, reverses dribble, working down the right side. No one gets on him. He launches a three, off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Christensen, who gets it to Johnny Samuelson. Christensen doing a good job on the boards. Johnny drives down, hits Cody Mack underneath to Jordan Hamilton, coming through, and he's rejected by Ascoke. Beautiful play by the T-Jacks and great defense by the senior forward Ascoke for the Malamutes, and it's 39-38 with 2:05 to play. Robert Clay has the ball down low to Cobb, back out to Anilin, fakes the three, nice dish underneath, and the ball is lost there by Ascoke, picked up by Samuelson. Johnny comes down, drives around, puts it up off the glass, and in, right hand from the left side. Johnny now with 23, 41-38. T-Jacks by three with under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Been standing for this whole game. Can't sit down in this one. All right. Anilin gets it left side to Cobb. Cross-court pass to Jeffrey Clay, to Ascoke, to Anilin. Down in the corner to Robert Clay. Inside pass knocked away by Christensen, stolen by Mark Newton. Three-on-two break. Johnny goes behind the back. Nice! Oh! Mercy! A nice dish to Cody Mack all alone, and it went off Cody's hands. He would have had a sure two-pointer there. Missed opportunity for the T-Jacks. 41-38 with a minute 20 to go. And Anilin walks the ball across the timeline, goes between the legs. 2-3 defense by the T-Jacks. Robert Clay deep on the right wing, lobs it across for Ascoke. He dribbles into the lane, open, but passes up the shot and gets it back to Anilin. 109 to go. Robert Clay, left side, back to Anilin at the top of the three-point arc. He dribbles, guarded by Mark Newton, goes up with a jump pass. Robert Clay in the corner for a three-pointer, short, no good. Defended there by Christensen. Long baseball pass to Cody Mack. Cody puts it up, no good. It rolls off the rim, and it goes the other way. That was a difficult reverse by Cody, and it just wouldn't drop. The T-Jacks have had a couple of those this period. Cobb with the ball at the top of the three-point arc. Right side to Jeffrey Clay. Bounces it to Ascoak in the corner. Lob in for Robert Clay. Defended by Christensen. Up and over him, and it's good. Robert Clay makes his first basket since injuring his elbow, and it's 41-40. The T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson drives in now and grabs a loose ball and puts it up and off the glass. 25 points for Johnny Samuelson. 22 seconds to go, third quarter. T-Jacks up 43-40. And we have a timeout on the floor by the New Haven Malamutes. Looks like a 30-second variety. The crowd getting their money's worth in this game. The earlier championship game between the girls' teams, or thereabouts, just a total blowout, something we did not expect. And so a little disappointment at the competitiveness of that earlier game, but that's been forgotten in the fast-paced, high-quality action that we've seen here between the T-Jacks and the Malamutes. 19 seconds to play, third quarter. T-Jacks 43, Malamutes 40. Malamute ball far side. Ascoke to inbound. He'll be inbounding it to Tyler and Nealon. T-Jacks in a 2-3, getting the dust off their shoes. Mark Newton and Cody Mack up top. Johnny Samuelson joins them at the three-point arc. Left side for Ascoke, back to a Nealon. Back to Ascoke. I would think New Haven. Ball's tipped away, grabbed by Mark Newton. He gets it ahead to Cody Mack. Cody goes up, lays it in on the reverse. Nice steal by Mark. Nice finish by Cody with 1 second, and Nealon throws up a prayer off the rim. Nice three-point shot there from beyond half court by Nealon, but it doesn't go. And at the end of three quarters of action, your King Cove T-Jacks 45, the New Haven Malamutes 40.